in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of this Wednesday, February 7th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This is new information to me. Breaking story late last night. I did not see this story. I got to admit, I went to bed early. I didn't have a good night previously sleeping. Only got about 4 or 5 hours. Last night, I got a little assistance. Patriots Relief, the gummies, the soft gels, and the drops, along with my normal sleep situation routine that I go through, ended up with 8.5 hours of sleep, 2 hours and 47 minutes of deep sleep. I have never had that deep a sleep ever in my life. I have a watch that's connected to an app on my phone. It monitors when I get up to go to the bathroom, shows me as being awake. I then go back into a light sleep, into a deep sleep. The REM cycles back and forth. Unbelievable watch, unbelievable app. Absolutely love this thing. Monitors your heart rate, your blood pressure, your blood oxygen, your steps. It does it all. It's a great watch. I love it. Well, I took Patriots Relief last night because I had to get some sleep. I was mentally exhausted by the end of the day. So many stories coming in. I was checking, looking at for today's show, and I missed one because I took the soft gels, the gummies, the drops, along with my other concoction that I use, and I got some sleep. Well, in going to bed early, I missed the huge breaking story. Ronald Romney McDaniel has resigned as the chairwoman of the RNC. I'm sure that would make Dave Ajema very happy. One of the things that Dave has been hammering, and I think it was finally decided by Donald Trump. I think this is a Donald Trump involved decision, along with many new members in the RNC. And we're going to be talking about that with Dr. Rob Steele in the next hour. And I did not know this. Rob's going to explain it to us. Rob took over when Dave Ajema was done. I don't remember if there was a RNC National Committee man between Dave Ajema and Dr. Rob Steele. We'll ask Rob about that. I believe he said 2016. Donald Trump's year was Rob's first year. And one of the things that he explained to me last night in prepping for our interview today is that 70%, 7 out of 10 members of the RNC, National Republican National Committee, I believe they have 168 delegates, 50 states, Republican National Committee man, Republican National Committee woman, and then the chair of the party, make up, along with some executive board members, the 168 members of the RNC. I believe those are the numbers. Well, guess what? Ronna Romney, under her chairmanship, we have completely lost the last few elections. Absolutely lost. And if you are failing at your job to carry out the mission statement of your organization, You have to go. Well, evidently last night, late, I guess, she resigned. And now it'll be probably up to Donald Trump to make the call as to who he wants to be chair of the RNC. My vote, I know he may not want to hear this, my vote would be Dave Ajima. He would make a phenomenal RNC chair. With his leadership skills, his master's degree in business, his ability to delegate orders, he would be a phenomenal RNC chair. And if we don't get Dave Ajima, we need to get somebody cloned just like him. Because he gets it. He understands the threats that we have here in this country. Former fighter pilot, military guy, would make a phenomenal RNC chair. I'm sure he doesn't want it. He's on his sunset ride of his life, enjoying his family, his kids, his grandkids, his great-grandkids. You know, here's the situation, folks. We are in an absolute turning point this year. We've got this civil war going on right now. It's going to be resolved on March 2nd. It's that simple. At the Michigan Republican Party, this will be resolved one way or another. But at least we will not have to deal with the rhino, Ronna Romney. She's gone. She's out. Good riddance. God bless. Hope to never see her ever again. Never liked the woman. Never had any respect for the woman. And I never did anything she told us to do. When I was still chair of Antrim County Republican Party and they'd put out edicts to our email box, I'd read them and throw them in the trash. Never implemented one of her policies in Antrim County. And as a result, we don't have any Democrats elected in Antrim County. We still don't. Think about that. Every elected official in our county has an R behind their name. Now, I'm not saying they're constitutional conservatives. They're not even definitely, I know for a fact, fiscal conservatives. They just spent an ungodly amount of money renovating the county building that they didn't need to do, but they did. They got nice new digs there at the county building. Well, good for you. Don't you feel very important? But they raised our taxes to do it. They had a few years ago, just recently, voted to reduce our property taxes. Well, guess what? The tax and spenders are back. So we're going to just replace, hopefully, three of the five, maybe four of the five county commissioners in my county. It's happening in Sheboygan. It's going to happen in Emmett County. We're waiting for Patriot brother Brett Gooding to contact me to let me know what's going on with his run for county commissioner in Emmett County. Unbelievable. Let's see. Let's see, where is Greg? Oh, okay. Oh, getting back to the electric battery situation. Some cars with start, stop have two batteries. Whatever. Don't even care. I don't even care. Those hybrids. Yeah, I'm not there. Sorry, not interested. Now, one of the things that we're looking at, one thing that we're looking at here is Lansing. Today is the day we are blessed with Governor Gretchen Whitmer's press conference, the Michigan Guarantee. Yes, we are going to be looking at the situation where she's going to put out her number I'll be probably watching it or seeing it on a delayed broadcast platform somewhere. How is she going to even come close to replicating the current budget? There's only one way she's going to come close. Raise our taxes. Mark my words, especially in April, when they have these special elections for the 13th and the 25th House districts, Warren and Westland, to replace the two Democrat state reps that resigned because they became the mayors of Warren and Westland. If they replace them with two Democrats, they'll be back in business. And I can guarantee they will pass increased taxes on us, we the people, this year. They've got to do it. They have to do it. Why? Because in order to generate the amount of money necessary for that budget, $82 billion plus dollars, without the China virus money, they're going to have to raise probably, I think it's going to be sales tax and or income tax. They'll ram it through the House and the Senate, and the governor will sign it. And then, of course, we'll have to take them to court. Tax and spend, big government is here. And Dr. Jeff mentioned California, now Colorado. Well, Gretchen Whitmer is competing against Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, who they tried to recall and fail. They tried to recall him and they failed at it. So he only got more emboldened. If you're going to shoot at the king, you got to kill the king. Well, he survived and went on steroids. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer is competing with him every step of the way. Clean Energy Act, 100% renewable electricity in the state of Michigan by 2040. The Health Reproductive Act, making us the abortion capital of the country. And many, many more. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of this first hour today. Looking forward to our conversation with Dr. Rob Still in the next half hour. Then in the third hour, we're going to have a woman running for RNC, National Committee Woman for the state of Michigan. Hima Kolanegridi, she's going to be coming on and telling us about her life story and why she wants to be the next RNC National Committee Woman. Kathy Burden, who I've known, I was actually on the bus with her riding to Cleveland back in 2016 when we attended the RNC National Convention where we nominated Donald Trump. And I got to meet her and got to know her. She now, for family reasons, has moved to the state of Tennessee. So, looking forward to talking with her. Now, in full disclosure, I have endorsed Bernadette Smith. I have endorsed her. Dave Ajima has endorsed Bernadette as well. Now, one of the things that people need to understand is that there is a lot at risk in this election. Now, this is going to take place, folks, at the state convention in Detroit on March 2nd. March 2nd. Now, one thing you have to understand that this is a process that is happening right now at the same time the chair of the RNC at the national level is going to be replaced as well. Now, on the Republican National Committee man race here in Michigan, Dr. Rob Still, he's coming on the show today. I'll reach out to Ralph Rebrandt, and I'll have him on the show. Those are the two men that are your options for RNC National Committee Man on March 2nd. You delegates that go to Detroit, I'll be there. You'll be able to vote for either Dr. Rob Still to continue on or a new RNC chairman or National Committee Man, Pastor Ralph Rebrandt. Kathy Burden, not running for re-election, living in Tennessee. Well, you have Linda Lee Tarver. That's an absolute no for me. Bernadette Smith, who I've endorsed personally. And this new lady, I just met her actually through Rick Selva on Saturday. He gave me her palm card. He was impressed with her. And we're going to have her on the show today in the third hour. Hima Kolanegridi. She taught me how to say her name last night. So we'll have her on in the third hour. Then we'll do an unscientific poll. We'll have Ralph on and Bernadette Smith, and maybe Friday's show we'll do an unscientific poll. You know what? If I can get Ralph and Bernadette on for tomorrow, maybe we'll do the unscientific poll tomorrow's show. Yeah. Okay, God. I got it. Little voice talking to me. I got it. Okay. Okay. Because with the four main candidates, because see, for me, Linda Lee Tarver is not even in the running. Love her to death. Gives some of the best hugs on the planet. Always smells good. Love her perfumes. But not RNC committee woman. Sorry. Sorry, Linda. We're getting new patriots involved in the party. We're getting new blood. We're even getting a new RNC chair. Who is it going to be? I have no idea. I have no idea who Donald Trump wants running the RNC this election year. But it's going to be interesting. Going to be a very interesting year in politics. Actually, I'm looking forward to it because I think there are so many opportunities for us to do some real good in taking back our communities, our districts, and our state. And God willing, take back our country. That is my hope and prayer. Because we need change. We need change in our school boards, our county commission boards, our sheriffs. We even need a change in our state representatives. And God knows we need a new U.S. senator that shares our values. We're a divided state, 50-50. Why do we not have one Republican U.S. senator and one Democrat? We already have Gary Peters. We have to replace Debbie Stabenow's seat with a Republican. And then, of course, a new president. Question is going to be, is it going to be Biden even on the ticket facing Donald Trump in November? That's going to be the question. So we shall see. We shall see. Because one thing that I absolutely, absolutely know is the majority of the people that I talk to and I interact with, those 11 questions on the back of that palm card that we're going to have for you guys to get, well, guess what? Overwhelmingly, 9, 10, all 11 questions, not satisfied with any of it. We're going to get those designed. If you want the questions, just text me 11, and I'll send it to your phone. Dr. Rob Steele joining us in the next half hour, running for RNC National Committee Man here in Michigan. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education.